Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a statement released this morning, Hezbollah has vowed a reckoning against Israel for the deadly explosion of pagers across Lebanon on Tuesday. A dozen people were killed, nearly 3,000 injured. Former Deputy Secretary of State and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard on the attack itself.
What seems to be a very sophisticated operation by the Israelis actually worked by using lower technology, the pagers that they used to implant with explosives that would have detonated on all of the Hezbollah operators who were affected.
The legal team for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today, trying to get him released on bail. Combs spent the night in a federal lockup charged with sex trafficking, conspiracy, racketeering, and other crimes that carry the potential of decades in prison. The Federal Reserve will finish its two-day meeting today and is expected to lower a key interest rate at its conclusion, depending on current economic conditions, the Fed will likely cut the rates by either a quarter or 0.5%. This is ABC News. Ports along the East Coast and Gulf Coast could be less than 2 weeks away from a strike as well. The union representing around 45,000 dock workers threatening to walk out on October 1st. The main sticking points, pay and the rise of automation. Another fight over two songs that sound suspiciously alike.
At issue, the Miley Cyrus hit song, Flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Which seems to have similarities, lyrically and musically, with the 2013 Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. I should have bought you flowers. But it's not Mars suing Miley. It's the company Tempo Music Investments, which acquired the catalog of When I Was Your Man co-writer Philip Lawrence. The suit says Flowers wouldn't exist without When I Was Your Man, and it asks for monetary damages from Cyrus, her co-writers, record labels, stores that sold the music, and streaming platforms. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Politics in Brazil turning violent at a debate in the Sao Paulo mayor's race. One candidate hit another with a chair after taunts about sexual harassment. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance held a rally in Eau Claire Tuesday. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden spoke as well. It was Vance's second stop in Eau Claire in 6 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is set to campaign Friday night in Madison. People in southwest Wisconsin are just learning about a cyber attack that happened 11 months ago. Terry Bell reports.
People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. Toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, You know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, a high of 85. Clear tonight, low of 55. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-80s on Thursday. Some showers and storms Thursday night, 65 the low. For Friday, showers and storms, 82. 82 and showers Saturday, 76 Sunday.
It's 51 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Minow and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app here on a Wednesday, National Cheeseburger Day, National Air Force Day, and it's Pella Day. Pella Windows and Doors Day, Doors of Wisconsin Day. I just came up with that.
There you go. I love it.
How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Hurry. Offer ends 8/31/24. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today. Todd, you said you had a couple of quick texts there. Came in about...
Yeah, while we were in break, we got a couple of texts in. One said that Jim was absolutely right on the judges in our court system, so hats off to you on that.
Yeah, and I think we have to do something about it, but okay, that's maybe a different day.
All right.
And then also one from Scotty in Denmark who said, so P. Diddy was basically hosting flying monkey golf outings.
Oh, is what he come said. On. Okay. God, come on.
For those new listeners, where are you going? John had an organization called the Flying Monkeys, and now where the correlation to P. Diddy.
Let's just say we didn't have 1,000 bottles of baby oil anywhere near us.
We don't know that, John.
I'm just saying. Was it 1,000 bottles, Todd?
It was thousands.
Thousands. Yeah. Thousands. Oh, John. John Kramer's in the house. That's an awkward way to introduce you.
Yes, very. For a guy right. That's
I know, right?
Outstanding.
War veteran, right. All kinds of big man in the community. Yeah. Hi, John.
How you doing, John?
How you doing, bud? I'm hey, right. I just want to say, man, I'll tell you what. You work for a great newspaper, Press Times.
I'm an intern, actually, but...
Well, whatever. Yeah. You work full-time hours, it seems like. Because, man, you're all over the place. I just think... And, I mean, I knew you, of course, with your in your military career, which was incredibly distinguished. Incredible. And then you wanted to do something else. And you found this niche with photography. And your pictures that I see in those papers, man, you people say, do you have an eye or do you not have... Mm-hmm. Man, you got an eye for that.
Capture it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all about the composition of the photo and telling the story with the photo.
And a little shout out to your training in that.
Yeah. Oh, at NWTC. Yeah. It's been phenomenal. A great experience there. And I was actually recently hired as an academic coach for photography.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't seen you in the teacher's lounge or, you know, hanging out.
Is there a smoker's lounge?
you still work there, don't you, Matt?
I do. I don't spend a lot of time in the lounge. No, but anyway, yes, that's we'll meet there sometime.
Yeah,
yes, that'd be great. What
I'd love to know what teachers talk about in the lounge.
I know. Students.
I would love to hear about that.
What people like you.
Right. Anyway, that's great that you're giving back and, you know, they've helped you and... I want to pick up on what Johnny said about the Press Times. I just, you know, and that's what we're trying to do here on WGBW is to really get that local flavor that forever, what reason we went away from that. I don't know if it's corporate or if it's the national that is over more interesting. I think the interest stuff is right here locally. You know, it affects your taxes. It affects your life. livelihood more. And you guys really do a good job at the press times.
Yeah, so they call themselves a hyper-local paper. It's all Green Bay and the surrounding communities in Brown County, and that's it. I mean, there's no national media in there at all. It's just stories, a lot of good news stories about what's going on here. And
there is some pretty cool stuff. I mean, just through your, I thought you know, one thing we didn't talk about at all, Jim, and we should have that day, is the stair climb at Lambeau.
Right.
Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't.
You were there.
I was there.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
pretty
cool. My wife did it. Yeah, that's, it was awesome. very, obviously for me, very emotional.
Yeah.
Very emotional experience, the opening ceremony. And
were you in during 9/11? Were you already in the service?
No.
Okay.
I got in a little bit after that.
Did that have a reason?
Oh, wait, what am I thinking? I'm sorry.
Okay.
yes, I was in.
2001.
I was in.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I don't know what I was thinking of Desert Storm.
Okay.
Someone
okay.
asked me the other day, were you in for Desert Storm? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. No, 9/11. Yes, I was in.
Yeah.
So when the
Were you?
So the day that happened, I was driving home from Door County, and I drove right to the Army Reserve Center here in Green Bay. And I said to the full-time major that was there, I'm like, do you need any help? And he goes, go home, put your uniform on. And so I was at the armory kind of 24-7 with a 9mm, me and a couple of their soldiers.
Because there were thoughts that your kind of installations could get attacked, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. There was all kinds of speculation on what could possibly happen next.
Right.
Water treatment. Just everything was kind of on edge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, I still wonder. I was just reading a thing about that. Nobody knows what else they had planned that day. I got a feeling what all went down wasn't the only thing. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
There's obviously bad guys out there that are always plotting and scheming.
Right.
And, you know.
But boy, there's a lot of noise on taking us down because everything is online, taking us down because of water treatment, taking us down, you know,
yeah.
energy.
Absolutely, in a lot of different
that
ways.
Kind of
right.
stuff.
They're going to poison the Great Lakes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a lot of it's speculation and kind of gets hyped up. And
it is.
How did that shit? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I just wanted to ask you yesterday in the news that pager thing. I mean, was that unbelievable?
I just kind of saw that late last night and didn't totally read about it, but that's crazy.
I mean, that sounds like a spy novel.
Yeah. It sounds like a 007.
Like a Russian. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, there's so much speculation, rumors, fear, but then again, all of a sudden it's like, wow, they can do that.
Yeah.
You know? And I still, you know, worry about taking down so much stuff that's online and the banking system. I think we're good, but man, oh man,
well,
I worry about
that. I'm sure
that.
There's a lot of crazy stuff out there that can be done that
as
civilians we're not aware of.
But now you kind of dealt in intelligence in dealing with people.
No.
Well, it's a tough job, isn't it? I mean, even what happened where I stayed with you, the highest, it was like incredibly tough security, incredible whatever, incredible vetting, incredible. Yep. And somehow somebody still got through after you weren't there anymore.
Yep.
But somebody still got through and caused serious damage.
So they had the perpetrators.
Yeah.
They had guns in their shoes. So that's how they got past the airport scanner type we had at the gate in Kandahar, Afghanistan.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah. John Kramer, what was your rank?
Master Sergeant.
Okay, you were Master Sergeant. And do you working now with the press times? I mean, is there a correlation there of just like looking at everything, trying to dig deep on everything? I mean, you seem to take a deep interest in certain things.
Sure. So in photography, it's you just see things that I see pictures. I see shots. So it's real similar.
Yeah.
You got that eye.
Yeah, it's an eye. And what I like about this, and I was telling this to a student at NWTC the other day that, you know, veteran was into hunting and didn't really want to do it anymore. And I said, well, that's why I'm in the same way. I don't want to see something after everything I've been through. I don't want to see something suffer. I couldn't gut a deer anymore. And that's okay. But with photography, I can still do a lot of those same aspects of hunting, go out and finding the game but just shooting them with a camera. And it's a lot easier on your soul for me. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Now, one of the things is though, too, you know, so many guys when they get out and women, when they get out of the military, they're a little bit, I don't want to say lost, but a little bit almost like confused because everything's been laid out for them for the last 2, 3, 10, 12, 15, whatever it is. They knew Tuesday at 9, they better be at so-and-so. And now they have all this freedom. And sometimes it's a little overwhelming as far as where they're going to put their energy now. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, a little bit different experience for me because I was, you know, first of all, a traditional Army National Guard, traditional reserveman, you know, 1 week in a month. And then I went active duty. So it wasn't all encompassing of my life.
Okay.
So it was easier for me to walk away from it than it may be for someone that's...
Well, that's me. Some kid that's, you know, 19 and he joins and he stays till he's 32 and it's like, ooh.
Well, one thing I did experience is when I came back from deployments is when we're over there as civil affairs soldiers, we're making so much change and making lives better for the civilian populace, hopefully. And you come back here and all you do is sit in front of a computer.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I miss is that challenge of what we did.
I mean, you were right in amongst the people.
Yes.
Yeah, you were right in amongst them.
We were outside the wire every day.
Wow.
But I kudos to this community and to you for reengaging in NWTC and really taking a different approach. I mean, my God, for being in the military and photography, I mean, while there are some similarities, you kind of stepped outside of your traditional business. And some of my students are returning to work as well. You know, they may be 30, 35, 40. And I think that's great that we have that opportunity. I'm really glad you took advantage of that. And now that you're teaching is like awesome.
Yeah, of course. There's the veterans program I go to school on is called a VR&E. So basically school is paid for me. I'm paid while I'm in school. It would be insane for a veteran not to take advantage of that.
We had Grant Solitsky here yesterday, main recruiter right now for the 127, 36th Division. And he said the same thing. I mean, his recruiting pitch is, do you want to go to college? Okay, we'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Do you want to make money as a stipend just coming once? Okay, we'll pay for that.
Yep.
And then if you want to reenlist, here's 20 grand or whatever. It's like, it's pretty amazing the perks in going into the National Guard or the Reserves or the Army or whoever right now.
Yeah, obviously it was a long road to get to where I'm at today, but, you know, it was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah.
I bet that I would encourage people to look at something. I just want to pick up on that. You didn't really continue your career. I mean, you kind of did something different. And a friend of mine was pretty much in a business thing and went into horticulture and landscaping. And, man, is he happy. And because of TC and because of you, he just took the initiative. And it's like, look, I'm a little bit older, but... But when you get there, there's more older people, I think, than you think. You think you're going to go to school and sit with a bunch of 18-year-olds. That's just not the case.
Well, Grant, we had it. You know how old he was when he enlisted in the National Guard?
No.
35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's never been happier.
Yeah.
And that guy is loving his life. And he's really good at it, too, though. And I think that's...
Well, once you get in, though, John, you how many years were you in the service?
30 total. Over 30.
Over 30. The people... above you and alongside of you. And it's like this for any job. Can make such a difference. Was it a great experience? Was it a crappy experience? No. Was it okay? Makes, no matter how hard you might work, boy, you better have some solid people around you, right?
So I've always had solid people around me. I've never had anyone that, you know, was just a pain in the...
Right. You'd get rid of them.
Well, that usually seems to happen.
Yeah.
If that someone's that bad, they tend to go away.
Yeah.
So I've... You know, there's always those people out there with that type of personality that make things challenging, but it never was the case for me.
That's 32 years. That's awesome.
Yep.
We're John Kramer from the Press Times, and Jim and I were both saying that paper does such a great job of covering local events.
Yep.
Great job.
You're focused on the island. I mean, you're really just, and we're concerned about what's going on in the rest of the state and national, but boy, it's nice to just lean
see local pictures and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Like you did that whole thing in high school.
Yep, high school football. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second story parlor where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Get your tickets today for Blue
booze, brews, and barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel Wisconsin. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Who brought in the
Todd?
You brought that in?
No, our friends from Simple Life Hospitality. That was Lisa that stopped in.
Oh my gosh!
And thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you.
Why did you do that to us?
Oh, because she knows you guys. cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Good looking.
With the frosting on.
Yes.
I'm going to bring you both one in. Just
hey, are
a
we
going
to do that remote at that place?
Well, we got one coming up in Door County.
Oh, that's right.
In fact,
we're going to do our show in Door County.
Yep.
And wow.
So we'll work that out. But then we're also going to do that barbecue thing.
Yeah.
At yes. some point.
The smoke
so,
place.
Yeah,
yeah. Awesome. Got a text here. Nice show. Love your guest. Great man. He is the best. I say he's the best. And he goes, I'm listening while doing crossing guard duties.
Who's that?
Oh, jeez.
I probably shouldn't say
that. No, okay. No, I don't think you should.
Pay
I think
attention to what you're doing. Look at the top.
Some kid.
Oh, Rich Apple?
Yes.
Well, we just talked about leaders and toxic leadership. And
all right. He's one of them.
He's one of them.
All right.
Good man.
No,
hey, let me
great
ask,
man.
Let me ask this, John. There are so many young, and we have so many people that try to help. We had a wonderful gentleman yesterday from D.C., Farmers for Veterans.
Jacob, yep.
Yeah, he's great. Jake is a great guy. We had that group that did a whole big, 1,700 mile or whatever bike thing to raise awareness for veteran suicide.
Yep, I covered that for the press times.
Yeah, I mean, all these things. But yet things still happen with some of our vets.
Yep.
You're the kind of guy that's been through everything, okay?
Yep.
What advice can you give to them that sometimes just they need to hear? Because it's still an issue. I mean, we lost a couple of guys within the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Veterans to suicide.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, I think it's a challenge to come back, and obviously everyone has a different experience. And it comes down to sometimes you got to help yourself. There can be as much help out there as you want, and if you don't want to take it, you're not going to. But if you don't want to do this for yourself, do it for your loved ones. You know?
Yeah, great point.
I mean, if you're struggling and you're on that edge, think about the people you're leaving behind.
Yeah, totally agree. Couldn't agree more.
And I would like to just underscore that there is help out there.
Oh, there's
so, I mean, so much
help. I mean, even and with veterans, there's a lot of help out there. But there's veterans, there's help out there for teenage suicide. There's help out there for homelessness.
For everybody.
But you've got to take a little initiative. It's just life is not easy.
Yep.
I mean, you kind of got to work at it. And I would agree with what you said that, if you're like, well, nobody cares about me. Well, yeah, there are people that do, and do it for them then, you know?
You know, I'm going to say one thing, John. Correct me if I'm wrong. I might be totally off the but okay, there's people that deal with post-traumatic stress.
Yep.
And that can be vicious. That can be terrible. That can be debilitating. Can be whatever. But in some ways, this could sound weird, the one positive part of that is that people still fight it. You know what I mean? It's like and they're used to fighting. They're used to fighting an opponent. And post-traumatic stress in some ways is an opponent that they fight against. Sometimes I think the ones that are most vulnerable are the ones that are apathetic, where they've just kind of said, do you understand what I mean?
Well, it's tiresome.
Yes.
I mean, it wears
they just
on
give
you.
That's what I mean. They just give up.
It's and giving up just seems easier. But you know, I'm still a mess. I had a panic attack on Saturday and ended up on the floor in my bathroom thinking of my, you know, called my wife. I'm like, hey, maybe I should go to the emergency room. So my blood pressure is funky from everything I went through. So I checked my blood pressure and it was completely bottomed out, but I laid down and it came back. But so that stuff is, you know, after all these years, it's still out there and it one day it just bites you in the butt.
And nobody sees it because you're in your own place, in your own bathroom, in your own whatever, and nobody sees it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's an invisible type of disease, isn't it?
It is, and you never know. You never know when or why.
Or you can never. So I've known guys that have gone off the deep end, and they're gregarious and friendly and not a care in the world and talk about their families. Then the next thing you know is you hear that, you know, what happened, how it ended.
Yep.
So that's a tough one to read. Guys can fake it really good.
And that's part of the problem is, but one thing I would say is when you see someone that's might be struggling a little bit, if you're just a little hint of something, talk to them.
Yeah.
Because what I see a lot of times is we rally around a soldier at their funeral, which is the wrong time.
Right.
So, or any person, you got to, there's hints, there's signs.
Yeah.
And you know,
you got to look for them sometimes.
Sometimes you do. But you have to help them.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not sure about something, why ask them?
And if you could just get that commitment from them that you care about them, convince them of that and just say, look, before you do anything, call me first. You know what I mean? Like you called your wife and you have somebody to go to. Maybe some of these people don't have someone that they trust or that they can go to, but you know, and that happens with other things too, right? Whether there's suicide and homelessness and everything else, but to make that commitment to your brother in quotations that look, I'm going to call you. Then at least you got a chance. Cause like you said, those funerals are very, very sad. And there's a lot of guilt around that casket too.
Well, survivor guilt is a thing too. You know, I lost a couple soldiers and it's still there.
You know, it's one of my Vietnam vets. This is my book, terrible, terrible post-traumatic stress when he came back, but he like literally didn't know it. It would happen during the night and he wouldn't believe his wife the next morning that he was that way.
Yeah.
And because he wouldn't remember anything. And they'd go to Madison and go to the VA and finally get an appointment after months and months. And say, Bill, you know, the counselor or whatever, doctor, Bill, how you doing? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Doing good. And she just wanted to pull her hair out. It's like, no, you're not. For the love of God, be honest once in your life. Tell them you're not doing good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we have a hard time admitting that stuff to ourselves. And that's what you need to do first is admit it to yourself that there's a problem. But, I was deployed over a 9-year period. I was deployed 6 years, but I cannot comprehend what our forefathers went through in Vietnam and Korea and World War II. It's mind boggling.
I agree.
Right.
I mean,
I think sometimes, you know, you need to look around because everybody, you know, there's a little bit, woe is me, but boy, I want to get back to, I think the example that you are, I mean, you went through a lot, right? Physically and a little bit emotionally, but you know, the fact that you're re-engaged, you're back at school, you got re-educated on something, a field that you kind of liked, but you didn't know you liked it as much as you do. You're not working for the Press Times. You're teaching at TC. You know, people need to see people like you too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You got to do it. It's just like we talked about. You can decide to sit and wallow in it, or you can decide to make your life better.
And awesome. You did.
Yep.
Is that an 82nd Airborne cap you're wearing? 101st?
No.
173?
No.
All right, that's three guesses.
It's an old school airborne patch.
Oh, okay.
It's not one of the divisions.
Oh, all right. John Kramer, thank you for being here. Continued success. Love seeing your stuff in the Press Times.
Thanks.
Keep it rocking, buddy.
See you at school.
We come back. See you in the lounge. See you around campus. Ben and Dana Malachor in the house. Coming up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Some good news for diesel users as we head into the fall, as the prices may become favorable. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here with us is Jason Schwantz, the Vice President of Energy at CHS, to explain why this may be occurring and how much those prices may drop.
Actually, the supply chain is pretty full. Refinery run rates have been running at some historical highs, and the supply chain seems to be in a fairly good spot. I think the economy is playing somewhat of a factor too. I think interest rates making it a little tougher on the economy, and that is actually affecting demand. And therefore, I think for this fall season, we're going to start out in a good position. Now, I think there's an extremely large crop out there, and how fast it comes on with this warm weather that we've been having could be a factor in that.
Jason Schwantz says that the diesel prices are something that we're going to want to keep an eye on these next few weeks. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at your morning markets right after this message.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the morning markets from Chicago. December corn contracts trading at 414 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. November soybeans are up 13 cents at 1019. December wheat is up 1.5 cents at 577 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts for October are up 6 cents at 2396 a hundredweight. November class 3 milk contracts are at 2321 a hundredweight, up 17 cents. Barrels of cheese made a big jump, up 7.5 cents at 256 and a half. 40-pound blocks of cheese is down 2 1/4 at 227 and 3/4. Butter saw a little jump yesterday as well, and those contracts are sitting at 308.5, up 1.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, a high of 85. Clear tonight, low of 55. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-80s on Thursday. Some showers and storms Thursday night, 65 the low. For Friday, showers and storms, 82. 82 and showers Saturday, 76 Sunday.
It's 51 at our studios.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All right, 7:34 right now. The green or go for the green or gold contest is on, and John Mino and Jim Schmidt have all the details for you.
Yes, it's time for go for the green or gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
All right, so this hour's keyword is helmet, H-E-L-M-E-T. That's helmet. Download the Civic Media app, find our stations, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send your keyword for your chance to win this statewide contest.
The keyword again this hour is helmet. Your next chance to play coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck from everybody here.
Did you guys see that guy for the Colts that came into the game? And I shouldn't laugh because it's a health thing, but he was wearing the big helmet shield. Did you see that? They had a shot of him?
Hang on one second.
I just caught it on TikTok. Honestly, I just caught it on TikTok. Yeah.
You did?
And it reminded me of the guy from Spaceballs. Remember the giant helmet guy?
Yeah.
Because the bigger the helmet, the more authority you have.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked like that guy. What's that?
I don't know how I missed that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's one of those. You can find what they call it.
I burst out laughing when I saw this. And again, I know it's a health thing, you know, to protect.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy, over the top looking. Yeah. And it reminded me totally of the Spaceball guys.
And that's legal. They can wear those now?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be Googling that later.
We're slowly turning ourselves into bobbleheads.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I'll tell you what, speaking of TikTok or something that you got to Google, I came in this morning. Have you seen those? Like, I'm a big dog lover, right? I mean, yeah.
By the way, and we're with Ben and Deanna Mel.
We're gonna get to real estate. There's a lot we want to talk to you about.
We got so familiar with you guys, we just start out.
I just want to say,
you said you're gonna go look up that helmet thing, but this is something else you got to Google because you know how dogs have reactions. They look like, you know, that thing where they film dogs and then in the background they're playing like. They're in Springfield. They're eating their pets. Yeah. And the dog. My dog was like, and he has looked like that. And actually, I tried to film him, and I was going to put that behind
him.
His was white in the game. His was white in the game. But that's exactly. Wow. But isn't that like the Spaceballs guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, God bless it. Mark Houston, don't get mad at me for Bell and Sports. I'm just saying, it's just really bizarre looking.
And that's a legit helmet that they can wear in the game.
Yeah.
You know what? Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it, but I would just never do it.
Right. Well, and then
I'd rather be sorry than look like that.
Do you have what do you have to protect in there?
Yeah, I know, right?
The lost cause.
I don't need that much. At this point, I've killed off so many brain cells that you're right.
Todd, did I tell you they're getting too comfortable
walking in here? They walk in and take over? Wow. Well, Jim has been chomping at the bit to talk to you guys about what's going on in real estate. Today might be a really big day, so take it away, Jim.
I just think it's really interesting that, you know, we could pull a tape out of a year ago, and, you know, they say it's not political. That's online today, if you read that come on.
Yeah,
we got an election coming up.
It's
political. Just coincidental. Yeah. But we kind of saw this coming, and I think people have been.
You guys
waiting.
Called that about 3 months ago. Right. Remember you saying that? Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. But whether it's political or not, it's great for the consumer.
Absolutely.
I mean, because even, you know, I don't know what's going to go down today, half point, but over 30 years on a $400,000 house, that's a tremendous amount of savings that you can put to something else. Mm-hmm. And so I just hope that loosens up the. Of course, the market is pretty strong right now, but I just think people are going to say, "Look, that's significant, right?"
Anything that they can do to help us bring down those rates is fantastic. Not only for the savings in the future, but we have a lot of homeowners right now that purchased back in 2021, really 2020, 2021, beginning of 2022, when rates were really low. They don't want to move because their payment is going to go up, so they're sitting on. So you know. We're not seeing that, you know, I think average is, 7 to 10 years kind of turnover rate in homes, but that takes some of those, 2 to 3 years in turnover to get that number down low.
Right.
So those people who purchased 2 or 3 years ago, they have no interest in moving right now unless they have to.
And you can't blame them.
Yeah, because their payment is so low.
And I think people are like, well, why can't it always be at 3%? And we experienced that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just, there was too much money. It caused inflation and You know, and I mean, has that been in the news? Inflation, that's all it's been. I mean, that's
I
think that's the top thing.
You know, and we talk about this all the time, too. As Americans, we, as much as you want it to stay balanced and be able to keep those low rates, we have a hard time with that. So when rates go down and we can afford more, we buy more. And then they go, you know, it's just this constant battle up and down.
Yeah. But government never has a problem spending the money.
No.
They just want to control us.
You got $32 trillion laying around.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting, but I'm really glad that finally some good news. Because I think some people have been sitting on the sidelines waiting. And I just hope this gets
I think so, too. And sometimes just the anticipation of it or... just knowing that there's some sort of future where it's going to start ticking down. And I think that's honestly what a lot of the lenders are kind of sitting back. I think a lot of the rates right now, from what I've been told, have kind of taken in this price drop a little bit. They knew it was coming. Right. They've taken it in, but it's really more of what else are they going to say about our future going forward?
Mm-hmm. Why is this so under control of the government? I mean, why isn't this more of the free market kind of thing where the market sets the prices?
Yeah, they're just trying to strike a balance. You know, they don't want us spending too much. They don't want us spending too little. They want their porridge just right.
Yeah. But yeah.
The private sector doesn't print money. The private sector doesn't control the money supply, you know, and that's it's crazy when you study economics, and I teach a very basic business class. We'll touch on this stuff, but we talk about like Elon Musk. I don't know what he paid for X, but whatever, $1 zillion. But we could have given everyone $1 million.
Really?
Yeah. But what would that have done?
Yeah.
And think about that. I mean, it's would everything gone up? And we'd all be right back where we were. And if somebody gave you, I saw
we have our compound. Think about that.
No, would we?
Think about that. Yes, we would have our compound.
You'd have to buy it very quickly.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I was just going to say that. Yeah. And what would you buy? Would you buy diamonds? What would you buy? Because everything, John, that's really not true. Because if everyone got $1 million tomorrow, things really wouldn't change that. I mean, prices would go up, but that's not really, anyway, I don't want to talk about economics. Yeah. But there's this whole money supply thing is really interesting because and the control that this guy has is like almost unbelievable.
Oh,
that,
it is.
And then, of course, Trump wanted, no, I shouldn't say Trump, but the president maybe wanted him to work for him. Talk about, you know, politics. Yeah. So they just say that. Anyway.
So how will if it does come down 0.5%, what will that do to the local housing industry that you think?
Well, it'll fire up the buyers. Okay. That's for sure.
I will say this. It's been one of the worst secrets that people, I think, who are looking to buy have probably been holding off. To see what happens, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on this year. You know, you can't. There is an election coming up, and it's probably one of the most volatile elections
ever.
So people are sitting back just a little bit, waiting to see what happens. So hopefully, this is the first step in a lot of good news. So but who knows?
But if you look at a $400,000 house, I mean, you know that. Granted, at 3% versus 6%, but that's $700 a month.
Oh, I
know.
That's
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And if you take that over 30 years, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's why people are watching that. And I think you made a good point, John, that we're not going to get back to where we were probably. Right. But on the other hand, you know, I don't know. I don't want to leave any money on the table either.
Correct.
And then refinancing is not like, go in and lower my interest rate. I mean, there's a lot of cost to refinancing too. So I think you kind of want to wait till it's right. But I just think it's going to be great because really, I'm one of those, the American dream is owning a home, and I just hope that this helps, because I think it was a little bit out of reach for some people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would agree.
I think so, too, and I think it, you know, kind of, like we mentioned, I think it'll help on both sides, you know, with buyers and sellers, so if we can, you know, get that to tick down.
Inventory's still low?
Yeah, it's still pretty low.
Still low, huh?
Yeah. It is. It's definitely, the market has slowed down a little bit, and it could be all of this, everything that's going on around us.
I mean, inventory is low, but conversely, the buyers have. They've been sitting on the sidelines for the last few weeks, you know, so.
Just waiting to see what happens.
Just waiting
to
see
what happens. You can't blame them.
No, yeah.
I mean, really,
at all.
You can't blame them.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Fall is generally a pretty good time for home sales, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, vacations are over. Everybody's starting to think about that. They want to get done before Christmas, possibly.
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think, you know, you really get those people who want to stay in their school district as well.
Absolutely.
Or they're moving way out. You know, summer, you find people wanting to get out of their district into another one. It's a really interesting dynamic in the different markets. But
is
fall
that
is
the
usually
number
really
one
great.
Thing? Like when people, when it comes to where they want to live, and they come to you, somebody walks in, hey, Ben and Deanna, hear you on the radio. Love to talk to you guys about, you know, we're looking to buy a house.
Yeah.
And you'd probably say, what are your top priorities? If they've got kids, would schools be the top right now?
Schools would be number
one.
Number
one. Yeah.
If they have kids in school.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It all depends on your life stage.
Yeah.
You know.
Everybody's number one reason is different, honestly. Yeah. We've heard them all.
But people who run for office, sometimes taxes, and taxes is like seventh or eighth. It's pretty far down. Yeah. I mean, you talk about schools, you talk about public safety, the infrastructure, the park systems. That rate's pretty, now it depends what survey you look at, but we studied that pretty close, and boy, schools was always in the top three.
Yeah. It is. And you know what? People are used to paying taxes. We pay taxes for everything, and though they don't like it, it's part of life. Yeah. And so you just kind of write that one off.
But even people who don't have kids in school still like good schools because that gives you the product of your environment.
Well, you have a good resale value, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, and there are some communities that have better school districts, you know. Now, I just saw that Da Vinci, again, now that's a school that for the gifted and talented, but I think that was number one school again in the state. I
mean,
that's
just
an awesome, awesome school.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, they're doing, they got a gun. That's a great school. But a lot of good schools. Red Smith is good.
If you guys ran the whatever, what would you do to get the real estate market back to like its glory days where, you know, everybody wanted to buy, everybody wanted to sell, everybody wanted to get a bigger house, everybody wanted to, what would that take?
Yeah.
I think the interest
rate, because that was pre-COVID. It was almost like that, wasn't it?
It was.
A certain way?
Yeah, a little bit. We're kind of right around COVID, but, you know, kind of right when it hit. It was just this wonderful mix of the rate wasn't quite as low as it is now, high now. It was a little bit lower than it was, but not as low as it went. And it was really like balanced.
That's what I
mean. So, and those balanced markets, honestly, I love them. I wish we could have them all the time because the buyers walk away happy and the sellers walk away happy. And it just, it creates this kind of, you know, perfect scenario that we only have for a little bit. And then it, you know.
And it was, I would say a calculated approach. I mean, if it was me, I would do a calculated approach. And honestly, I'd probably do exactly what they're doing right now. I think if it's going to be a half a percent today, which there's been conversations about that.
Yeah.
But you do. You got to kind of feel the market out if you're the Fed chairman. And I think they're, I probably would have done it a few weeks ago.
Right.
But they're going to do it today, but allegedly.
The other thing we have to do is, they will. The other thing that we have to do, though, is we've got to build more inventory. Yeah. We are lacking starter homes or whatever they, first-time homes. Yeah. We lack that.
And you know who's taking advantage of that is some of these big real estate rental type companies.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to mention mom and pop type things, but there's some national ones. They take advantage of that like crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you don't want to rent my apartment for $1,200 a month. What's your option? Try to go buy a little house.
Can't do it. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's just it.
We talked about this on the show, or also maybe better financing for condominiums because the people aren't building equity. You know, you pay $1,200 of rent for 5 years. It's like, what do you got?
Nothing.
Yeah. Receipts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whereas at least you wouldn't have a lot of money in a condo, but you'd have some, you know, because it's all so much interest in the upfront part of it. But after 15 years, it's like, wait a minute, I got $80,000.
Well, and condos are really coming back around. I mean, it's one of those things that
I think
when people think of condos, they think of, you know, kind of more of the high rise, more of the apartment looking condos. But
the Villages.
Yeah.
I
was, so not you know where I was going.
You know what I think of? I think of the old Bob Newhart show. Remember the condo they had, the Bob Newhart show in downtown Chicago?
Yeah. Yep.
I always thought that'd be the coolest place in the world to live in that condo.
Yeah.
That's what I think of as a condo.
You know, now they have a lot of like what looks like single family homes, condos. It's just, you know, so the whole concept of condos, I think, has kind of changed. At least I think it's been that way in different areas, but it's really moving to our areas.
And you use realtors, when you do sell someone a condo, you really have to disclose there's cost to a condo.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of dynamics.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And those condo fees and how much control do you have? But anyway, it's just something to look at because, again, I just think building equity is really important for anyone.
Oh, absolutely.
When you look at everybody in their, you know, investment portfolio, and if they've got a good one, there's real estate in it.
There's no better bank account than equity.
Oh, yeah. Unquestionable.
Absolutely.
None.
The music. No, I'm thinking the music. I'm not laughing at what you said, Johnny. I'm thinking the music you put Bob Newhart on.
You got that in like two beats.
Yeah.
You could have been on like Name That Tune.
Oh, man. Ben and Deanna Malcolm are in the house back with more right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, we got four realtors sitting
here.
I know.
That's
what we're talking about now. I think there may be two that are really schooled in it and two that are kind of like along for the ride.
We're with Ben Indiana Malachor, Bay Area Realty. Good morning, you guys. Located, of course, on Broadway and Walnut Street. So, again, you guys have a house for sale right now.
Yeah.
Red Smith.
Yep.
Red Smith. Phenomenal area. Highly coveted area. And it's been on the market for, what, a week?
But about, yeah, 10
right
days.
Around there.
Which
yeah.
is a little bit unusual,
long,
which
yeah.
is a little bit of a sign, right? Yeah. What do you guys take away from that?
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, that particular home, you know, and we used to live in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very familiar with the Red Smith neighborhood. So it's very much priced appropriately. But I do. There are, and we hear it across the board with all of our other agents, is people are, buyers are sitting on the sidelines. And I think that today, and I'll be curious to see the showings come through for other homes as well after this interest rate reduction and adjustments are made. I see that as a spark.
Yeah.
What a big day this could be, huh?
It could be. And I think it, if nothing else, it gives some positive outlook to the future. And
right.
I think that's really what we need more than anything else.
Totally agree. There hasn't been that light at the end of the tunnel type of thing.
No, on a lot of different fronts. So I think this is hopefully, like I said, just the start of many. So we'll
see. If you were a builder and you had...
Is this the question that you were trying to think of before?
No, but it kind of goes along with it.
Those questions scare me.
I know.
That's gone.
He's building up to it.
But here's the deal. If you were a builder and if you had enough workers... Big family building company, whatever. What would be your biggest still negative to not build? I keep wondering why builders aren't building these, you know, 1,600, 1,400, 1,200 square foot starter homes. Why aren't they building those?
You know, still comes down to all the cost of the supplies and labor.
Okay.
I mean, they're not cheap. You know, they really aren't.
Well, now that's just pretty much the spec market.
Yeah.
You know, these starter homes are the spec market now. And that's something we didn't have years ago.
Yeah, and you do, you know, your first-time home buyers are in those type of homes. They are still working into a project.
Yeah.
Or walking into a project, I should say. The yard's usually not done. Sometimes they don't even come with air conditioning, so you've got to buy the unit. The driveway sometimes isn't done. The basement isn't finished.
Okay.
So a lot of times...
The third garage stall doesn't have an opener.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, they are. I mean, I hope that we can get that back up and going, but it all, you know, it all boils down or comes back to that inflation and the cost of everything.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 100 years ago, we experienced the Roaring Twenties where things really took off. There was a lot of good things happening. And I think we need that momentum again in this country that it's because, look, people say, well, interest rates went up. Yeah, well, inflation came down. But interest rates were down and inflation went up.
Yeah.
I mean, look, economics is not an easy school.
No.
You know, and but I just hope we get back to where there's inventory. And I think that's like number one because a lot of inventory drives price down. But I hope we get back to that. I mean, it's 1924. It's 2024. I'm still living in the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's funny. We talked the other day. In 1924, the Tarleton was built, the Hotel Northland was built, and the WBAY building was built
a lot of
that year.
Well, and I know Tarleton is doing bunch of events for their 100-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because we had called over there. We were hoping to do a little event ourselves in their space on the, I think it was the 23rd. And she said, we have events going on all day. So mark your calendar.
That's a cool little venue right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right
love
between
it.
Them and you, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Love it.
There was a number of other things built in. But I'm just saying the whole 20s, you know, cars were awesome.
Yep.
It's just, you know, television was really taking off. Aviation, you know, was getting going. And those were good years. And I just hope, I think we can get back to that too. I feel like we're on the cusp of.
But it's frustrating. And again, you talk about different elements. I mean, if somebody could buy or build a bunch of 1,400 square foot houses, they would sell every single one before they were, wouldn't they though? I mean,
if the they could market, do it reasonably,
that's what I mean. The market is there. And it's just so frustrating that you can't give them what they want.
A couple things on that, John. I was just going to say, it's not that easy. Yeah. Well, one is I think you talked about labor. There's a labor shortage, we're working on that. TC's doing a great job of that. Yep. And so are, you know, some of these unions to get these people trained, Carpenters Union, they're doing a great job. But sometimes cities don't make it as easy as it used to be, John. I mean,
that's true, too.
They are putting the smack on these developers. It's like, you guys got to lighten up a little bit, you know, and so we can build more. There's a combination of things, but I'm an optimist, but I really feel like everybody's going to start giving a little bit and we're going to get a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying is the potential buyers are there.
Totally. Oh, they are
there.
There's no doubt.
And it's just so frustrating that you can't find a way to make it a win-win
type thing. Yeah. Yeah. I think we'll get back there.
Yeah. You know, and the cost of gas too. I mean, you know, that is always factored into every equation. So whether it's the builders making their way to the build site or the materials getting there, the cost of gas, you're going to end up paying for it.
Isn't that a great feeling when you drive past and you see a tuna three or a four?
And how are we trained that way? I mean, it's so crazy. Now, it can be $2.99, and it's like oh, my goodness.
Actually, I did that. I didn't need gas.
Yeah.
I was in Manitowoc. I said $2.99. Yeah. I was like, I'm not passing this up.
No.
I can't pass that. I'm topping off.
I was so excited.
I was $1. Too. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
It is. It's the news. And it's,
I know. Even premium was under $3. I was just like, wow.
It's great. November 5th is coming.
Although Jim went in and tore into a guy because he said the sign was 1 cent off from the pump. Correct?
Ooh.
I did. I did.
And that wasn't a cash versus credit.
No. The guy's like, we're gonna get to it. But now, because you have to do it that day. But it was.
Yeah.
But now it's really automated. You change one, it automatically changes the digital sign. I think this may have still been in the old days where they.
Maybe
it wasn't that long ago, but I was not happy, and I'm like, and I'm. I saw the sign, and it was like John. It was a penny.
But I know.
I had nothing else to do.
Only he would notice.
So it was really over like a quarter.
But he says it's not all financial.
It was over 14 cents. It was 14 gallons.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And but I may have had some other issues that I needed
to get out.
Anger management. That kid
took it out on him.
So how many pennies were left in the give a penny?
Right. I know.
Just take 14 out of them.
Hand them off to you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Ben and Dan and Malcor, give it to us.
Yes.
Straight from
you guys. Oh,
we got 1 minute, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know what? Come see us. Give us a call. We're right on the corner, like John said, of Walnut and Broadway. You can look up benmelcor.com and you can see all of our active listings. We've got a wine and cheese open house up in Ellison Bay this Friday night. So stop by and see us at that
Newport Lane.
Yeah.
Is that the Swedish Barn?
It is.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, we have so many people circling. We need somebody to grab on.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd love to
buy that. Stop and have some wine and cheese with us.
All right. You have the sauna working in the barn?
Think
about it.
Yes.
Think about it.
I might have to buy one of those.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't have a Swedish barn. It doesn't have a sauna.
Well, I think there's plans for it.
Oh, we got
it. There's an area. Perfect area
buy
for
that,
it.
We're putting it in.
Give a lot of wine. He'll
That's
break
with your off. $1 million.
Yes.
Do that with your million.
Ben and Deanna Malcor, you folks are awesome. Stop in. Bay Area Realty Ace Champion. Coming up next. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.